Gene Keene, Homer's eagle lady, has died. Keene fed hundreds of bald eagles every winter from her home on the Homer Spit, drawing tourists and wildlife photographers from around the world. She died at home last night at the age of 85. KBBI's Casey Kelly has more.
In a 2007 interview that aired on the Alaska Public Radio Network's AK, Gene Keene talked about how she got started feeding eagles.
I don't like seeing anything go to waste, and I had some meat scraps or something, and there was probably a couple of eagles sitting around. They just threw it out, and that's how it all started, with about two, and now I have about 175 to 200 birds that come.
That was in the late 1970s, a few years after Keene moved to Homer from the lower 48. She was born in 1923 and grew up on a dairy farm in Minnesota. As a young woman, she spent time on the rodeo circuit performing acrobatics on horses and traveling throughout much of the United States and Canada. Anchorage photographer Carrie Anderson is a friend of Keene's and author of the 2005 biography titled The Eagle Lady. He says Keene had a lifelong love of animals.
Keene is best known for feeding her eagles, but Keene also fed songbirds, and she was even known to care for a wayward moose that chanced upon her place one year. Keene has always loved animals, and in fact, when she's been in my home, we have a cat that's attracted to nobody and is extremely shy, and Keene was the only person that the cat ever warmed up to, and so Keene had a way with animals and especially eagles.
Anderson, whose book includes hundreds of photos of the eagles that Keene fed, says it was quite the sight to see all of those birds. Andy says Keene, who got scraps of fish from the Icicle Seafoods plant where she worked, had to work overtime to bring food to the animals that she loved so much.
The number of fish that she doled out grew, as did the number of eagles. And over the course of a few decades, the number of eagles grew into the hundreds and grew into this just spectacular scenario there on the spit, one that's never going to be forgotten.
Still, Keene's eagle feeding came with a fair share of controversy. Environmentalists, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, and others complained that she was doing more harm than good. Instead of relying on their natural instincts to survive, they said the eagles were becoming dependent on the fish that they received from Keene. And another problem developed. There were so many eagles that they started to become a nuisance. In 2006, the Homer City Council banned eagle feeding within city limits, with an exception for Keene that was supposed to last until 2010. But some in the Homer community don't want to see Keene's work come to an end.
This has become a strong part of the community, a well-known one of the things that stands out for Homer.
Steve Scarpita is a member of Homer's Economic Development Commission. He's been pushing a plan that would allow successors to keep feeding eagles on the spit after Keene passed away or could no longer feed the birds herself. Scarpita says the idea was to let Keene keep feeding the birds beyond 2010 and train others to do it when she couldn't. He says even though she's gone, he'd still like to see her work continue.
It would not only contribute to the economy of Homer, but it would be a lasting tribute to a woman who spent so much of her life doing what everyone else has come to appreciate.
In the 2007 interview with AK, Keene openly wondered if she'd make it to 2010.
My age, I never know from year to year if my old bones are going to hold up to doing it to next year.
Keene died Tuesday night of natural causes at her trailer on the Homer Spit. In the past few months, she'd been receiving in-home care as her health deteriorated. It remains to be seen if the Homer City Council will authorize anyone to continue feeding eagles in her place. In Homer, I'm Casey Kelly.